Welcome back to Shando Sam and Ed's Total Football Podcast. A slightly different format here. This is our extra time, Sammy. This is our junk time, whatever you want to call it. This is all the stuff we didn't get to before the summer series started. Please hit our intro music. Santo Chilaro, La Padula, La Bamba remix. Tell me something. Did you
Lobos,
have
Lobos?
Did you have that CD, or did you have to source the music?
A friend of mine had to actually bring the CD in. I said, "Can you bring in the Richie Valens or the Los Lobos version?"
And did they have both?
This person had both. I'm too cheap to buy it off iTunes.
When was the last time you saw Glenn A. Baker?
You know that works though. If you just play, I thought that was going to go straight into instead of La Bamba, La Dula.
Yeah, I thought you were doing La Dula as well.
It works. Trust me.
The timing doesn't work.
Really? Yeah. Oh, because that's always stopped him in the past.
So you're putting in far too much thought. So you put in about 10 seconds worth of thought then.
Yeah.
That doubles the amount of time I put in before I do this stuff. It's about
insight. It's about insight, mate. It's really happening, mate. It's singing past. You've got to catch lightning in a bottle.
That's fine to say that in terms of, you know, the conception of it, but in terms of the actual execution, it took you 6 hours to do that. So that's where you lose.
It did not.
Oh, mate.
It did not.
No, that's a quick one for you, isn't it?
Really?
That's a quickie.
Yeah, he's done. He's done much worse for much longer.
Mate, can you explain why I'm still here?
Because we're doing something extra for the fans, mate.
Actually, I've never thought about
like
that. Why is Sam still with us? We first met him in 2010.
This is wonderful.
And he's still here. It's 2016.
Santo,
we're on 2017
without
now.
Sam Pang, without you, Sam Pang would still be working away at that communist local radio station where he was toiling away into his mid-40s before you rescued him and gave him the national spotlight. And does he ever thank you?
Never.
He shuns you at every turn.
He's still 30 days into his Fidel Castro mourning at the moment.
I'll say one thing about what you've done for me.
Put that cigar away.
You're welcome. That's what I say.
You're welcome.
The other thing is
that
too.
Is unbelievable.
The other thing is
the
too.
The arrogance.
And
of
I've
it.
Made you a lot of money in the last 6 years.
That podcast. I should say Santo's wearing a gold suit from all this podcast coin.
Well, and the other thing SBS. Is too, mate. I appreciate your take on events because without Santo, you would be still driving a Black Thunder.
That is very true.
And by the way, from what I've heard, you may be back there pretty soon.
Oh, I've been promoted. I'm angling.
Actually, when you were when you were driving one of those four wheel drives for commercial radio, what did you have to hand out?
Look, I had Nickelback CDs. I had I don't know what I'm allowed to name here.
Is there any zinc?
Yeah,
it would have been in summer.
We once did a CBD storm where we had to go through the CBD and we had to get rid of. I remember it very clearly. We backed into the truck and there was a popular breakfast cereal. There you go, ABC. I've learnt the rules.
I haven't even mentioned your station. That's how good I am.
I know. There was a popular wheat-based breakfast cereal that came in, I don't know, Bix. And we had them in small packets and we had to jump out of the back of the ute because we didn't have any permission and run through the CBD and hand them out as quick as we possibly could. Sam, I don't know if you've ever been hit in the back of the head by a packet of Bix flying back at you, but they're a lot harder than you think they're going to be coming back quickly.
I've never driven a Black Thunder, but the closest I ever got when I did breakfast radio was I used to play a character that was like an ethnic.
It was
type
cheap
of humor.
Wog humor.
It was cheap wog humor,
Thank
which
you.
I've always enjoyed and still and still trying to perfect.
Yeah.
And I remember once as this wog character having to get into it was a promotion that we used to do. Mm. I had to get into a police car, like with a siren and everything.
A genuine police car.
A real police car. Mm. And what we would do is we would. It was called Fair Cop. You would have to reward the best drivers, so people that indicate properly and everything.
Right.
So what had happened is people would be driving very properly within the speed limit. You'd have a car come up behind you, so police sirens come on, lights and everything, pull you over.
Yeah.
They are scared. They're white as a sheet because they're obeying the law.
Yeah.
And I come out and say, here's $105 and a wind cheater. And they were so ungrateful. They were looking going, you pulled me up for that.
A wind cheater?
Yeah.
Was it cash, $105?
Sorry?
Was it cash or a voucher?
I can't remember. No,
yeah, we're allowed to give away cash.
Is that right?
Yes.
I was playing an ethnic character,
As we know, commercial radio, you're not allowed to actually give away cash, and at the ABC, you're only allowed to give away cash if it's to the Greens. So,
But hey, whoa. Speaking of merchandise and you making money for all of us, in the year 2010, we all got to wear our tops from the World Cup tops.
Official team kits and tracksuits from the participants of the 2010 World Cup.
I'm looking over to my left now, 7 years on. What is Sam Pang wearing?
A freebie. What have you... Describe your jacket. It's your best jacket.
It's a beautiful jacket. It's the tracksuit top that the French national team wore that World Cup.
Yeah. And I know why you like it, because there's a chicken on it.
That's not a chicken. That's a cock.
It is a game. That's a cock. Wait, hang on. This is
no. The guy who's wearing it is.
Yeah, there we go. Yes. That's more like it. Yes. Now, Santo, you want to know how commercial radio this guy's become? Mm-hmm. What did you say to me off air? The first thing you said about you when I said, "Oh, you got your nice jacket on." What did you say to me?
I said that Guy Sebastian loved this jacket.
See how he dresses.
I had it this morning, and we interviewed Guy, and he immediately went to this jacket. This jacket is a beautiful jacket, considering, you know, I can't remember what the Socceroos were wearing that year, but I think it was like a brown
something
paper
yellow,
bag
or something.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. This is beautiful.
If I didn't hear the interview with Guy Sebastian, what scoops did you get from the first ever winner of Australian Idol?
Well, his new single, it's a cracker.
Is it really? What's it called?
Wow.
Yes. It could be called so many things, couldn't it?
It's called Tracksuit Top.
It's got Hummels. It's called Hummels.
And it's from the new EP, and it's out Friday.
I think we've got some of it here. This is Guy Sebastian and Iggy Azalea with their latest track.
Hang down your head, Tom.
Doola, doola, doola.
Hang down your head and cry.
Sebastian.
Hang down your head, Tom.
Doola, doola, doola.
Interesting.
That's actually that's Iggy Azalea, the last bit, by the way. The twist there?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have thought that.
Did you ask him about Iggy?
No. But should I have?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Oh, they had a real frisson during the X Factor.
I didn't even know who did the X Factor.
Is Iggy and Dammy the same person?
Dammy Azalea.
Right.
And Iggy Im.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not
what
that
about,
far
What
off.
About Anthony Kalea's new song?
Hummels has only got one goal. Boateng has two but both own goals. Oh. Müller has something similar. But poor old Neuer's got no goals at all.
Anthony Kalea, the voice of an angel.
I've got a question about this extra time that we're doing. Extra time.
Why is it so awful?
No, do we have to talk about football?
Yes, there's a Europa League quiz.
A quiz?
There's a Europa League quiz, but it's coming after a piece of random Harry. You've got Harry Redknapp's book in front of you, dude. Santo Cellaro. Now, which one are you going from today?
You know, I had a thought. Rather than reading something from the body of it.
Yeah.
I love sometimes just going through the index of a book.
Great
idea.
You know
what I mean? Tom likes this. He hasn't even heard it.
Yeah, first thing he's laughed at.
Tom laughs at it. He works at the ABC. He laughs at anything. That's hilarious to him.
Why don't I just read a letter, right? A letter and go through the names in the index and just see whether we remember any of the
wonderful
names. Is that a good idea?
A wonderful idea.
I may need your help here, Ed.
Yeah, that's
should
okay.
I go to, what letter should I go?
D, Dami. Yep, Dami. He knows her. They did Eurovision together. Okay, here we go.
Daly, Christian.
Yes, Christian Daly. Yes, Scottish player.
Even Tom's nodding.
I believe he was a right back or a left back of some sort. I may get the position wrong, but yes, I remember him. Scottish player, yes.
Daily Mirror.
Newspaper with the cans out.
D'Alessandro, Andres D'Alessandro.
Ed?
Oh, yeah, did he play at West Ham? I might be wrong there.
No, he was the editor of the Daily Mirror.
I don't know. I might be wrong.
Kenny Dalglish. We know Kenny Dalglish.
Yep.
Callum Davenport. Wow. That's a city, isn't it?
Is that a lower league? Was he a lower league?
Jim Davidson.
Yeah, Jim, yes.
Steve Davies.
Steve Davies.
Oh, no, Steve is the snooker player. You're kidding me.
Steve Davies, the snooker player.
Redhead.
I remember him.
Possibly, yeah. He was a red-headed champion of snooker for many years.
Was that the song? The ragtime, the pineapple rag?
That's Guy Sebastian's second single.
It's the B-side.
Sean Davis. Never heard of him. Trevor Dawkins. Trevor Dawkins.
Don't know. Got me there.
Michael Dawson.
Oh, yeah, Michael Dawson.
Arjan Dazoo.
Arjan Dazoo. Portsmouth player.
Wow, geez, that's good, Ed.
Well, he wasn't, but that's why I remember him.
So was he at the Pompey, was he?
Yeah, he was at Pompey, yeah.
David Deacon.
Yes.
Brian Deer. Jermaine Defoe.
Just scored his 150th goal.
Did he really?
And Sam in the Premier League. And what did he put down much of his most recent success to and his longevity?
Going
and his
back to the MLS.
And his fantastic physique. The holiday he had in the MLS. And the other thing.
What did he put it down to?
Yes.
Is it
steroids?
Sex window, no sex after midnight?
No, he's got off the booze, and he is a green tea drinker, Samuel Payne.
I know why you would point that out to me. Mm-hmm. And I do contemplate it every now and again.
When? After a bender? After you and Malloy have woken up somewhere on a Wednesday, why you're not at work.
Do you remember the time you came in with a red pen?
Yeah.
Do you remember the time you came in with a red pen?
Disheveled with his red pen. One more name, Santo.
Oh. One more.
Can I ask one thing?
Yeah.
Just for some context in terms of 150 goals in the Premier League, are there some others? Mm.
Well, Michael Owen's got more than that. Obviously, Alan Shearer has the most. Thierry Henry has more than that.
So, good company.
Wonderful company, particularly for a guy who has jumped around a little bit and has played in teams often which are not the greatest teams in the Premier League.
And once you go to the MLS, you think it's all over.
It feels over, but it's not. He's one of the genuinely all-time best Premier League strikers. In terms of what I'm saying,
can always score a goal.
And what I mean by that, Santo, is it doesn't matter what level in the Premier League you put him in and at what type of team he's in, he will stand out and he will score goals.
Papa Bouba Diop.
Oh, yeah, Papa Bouba Diop. He was the guy that scored the goal for Senegal against France in that boil over in the first game of the World Cup. And then because he was this mountainous midfielder, Sam.
What year?
Wake up, Sam. And
thanks for that rain, man.
And then he went on and he was still playing well into his 30s. He was a real journeyman. He bounced around, Sam. He's old school journeyman.
Papa Bouba Diop.
What era?
The 2000 was the first, so in that 2002 World Cup where France dudded themselves. So from there, that was when all of those Senegalese players blew up. Like, I remember El Hadj Diouf that went to Liverpool. Yeah, he was in that team.
Just one more and then I'll go. Lassana Diarra.
Yeah, so he had the ignominy, Sam, of being Real Madrid.
Sam doesn't understand what the word ignominy is.
Sorry, Santo. Say the name again.
Lassana Diarra.
I think that means no worries.
We'll leave it there. I won't bore you with any of my knowledge about Lassana Diarra.
No, I want to hear about him.
He has the ignominy of being widely regarded as Real Madrid's worst number 10 of all time. What? They had a number of players leave, and he said, "I want the number 10 shirt as a defensive midfielder." And on his back, he just had LASS written, LASS, and he wore number 10, and he's widely regarded as their worst number 10 of all time. And he's still playing, I believe, in France, but he was a good player for him. He was another hardworking midfielder.
Look out.
God, I'm boring.
The red pen, I'm writing that down.
I'm so boring, I could go full time at the ABC.
You're probably more radio national, let's be honest.
I'm that boring. Thank you, Sam. That means a lot.
Is that
from
enough
someone...
for random index Harry?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. That was random
index. Can I
get
us out of here with something more fun?
Yeah.
A Europa League quiz.
It's sounding a little bit as boring as you were before, but go on.
Nah, stuff you then.
No.
Do you want my Europa League quiz or not?
Of course. So how does this work? Does Sam and I have to compete on this? Or do we...
Team in the Europa League or top world restaurant? Astana.
I go restaurant.
No, I'll go top team.
Correct. Young Boys of Bern.
That's a team. That's a team from Switzerland.
Say that again.
Young Boys Bern.
That's as in a restaurant. That can't be a restaurant.
No, you're right.
It's like a school. It's either a Catholic school or a team, isn't it?
I think that's
the
name of Rolf Harris's autobiography. But anyway.
And that'll be the end of our Europa League quiz. Thank you all for playing. Please, you can find us at Santos.
We're not getting out on that, are we?
What else have you got? You got an empty pad.
I got nothing.
The only thing he's written on his red with his red pen is his resignation ready to hand in.
No, I tell you what, I'll read one more thing that I've written down with a red pen.
Go.
Have we got time or not?
Of course we do.
This is already sounding bad.
I've got a friend.
Listen to this. Well, already this is fiction.
I've got a friend whose girlfriend is Sam Allardyce's goddaughter.
I've got a mate
I went out to dinner with. Mm-hmm. He's got a new girlfriend. She was from England.
Gotcha.
Then, in polite part of polite
Mail
conversation,
order?
She just says, "By the way, Sam Allardyce is my godfather." That's pretty good.
I met her.
Did yeah,
we?
You
I
did.
Met her. I met her the other night. So I agree.
You guys going out without me?
Well, there was food there, and you know you don't eat, so it would have been a waste.
It's a very complex relationship. It's like this assorted octagon.
I throw that up as a, you know, can you beat it?
I probably could if I thought about it, but no, it's pretty good. It's all right.
No, we'll leave it to our list. Let's leave it to our friends at Santo.
My wife is related to Gianluigi Buffon. I can beat that.
Whoa! You've kept that quiet.
Oh well, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Hey! It's a cliffhanger,
mate. Hey, let's all be thankful for my red pen, eh?
That is quite fantastic. At Santo San Med, you can find us on all of the socials. Please let us know if you've got a very tenuous link to any footballer, or keep sending us your shirts with the sponsors. I am collecting them, and I'll be looking forward to giving you some of those later. We will also be giving away Sam's red pen next week as a prize for our worst tweet. Thanks for being with us.
Every match.
The goal is gone!
Every round.
Fires it in, it's 2-goal, it's an end!
ABC Grandstand brings you the A-League from all around Australia.
There's a shot, a goal, it's a score!
On mobile, online and on your radio.
Oh, no!
ABC Grandstand's coverage of the A-League is on.
Grandstand A-League.
Hear every match live on the ABC Radio app. Download now.